Clip 4. What are the characteristics of a successful trainer? Your own gestures, facial expressions, and posture have a significant effect on your listeners. If you have the opportunity before the training, attend a course on speaking and presentation techniques. These skills, mixed with your own personality, will make you an accessible and authentic presenter. Be friendly, sympathetic, and patient. Practice using a calm, powerful, and clear voice. Try to visualize content and use figurative language. Use phrases such as, "imagine this," or come up with stories to illustrate your point. When giving instructions, it is best to be direct but motivating. Be careful to avoid combining tasks with explanations. This will keep learners motivated and make tasks easier to understand while being clear that there is no room for negotiation. Here are the most important things to remember when giving feedback. Use I statements. Only talk about your own impression. Instead of saying, "you acted this way," it's better to say, "you seemed to me to act." Try to describe the behavior, not the person. Give concrete examples. Instead of saying, "you're always trying to dominate," it's better to say, after that comment, "your colleague no longer took part in the conversation." Always formulate feedback so that it offers the possibility for change. Here is an example of constructive feedback. "In my opinion, it will be better for everyone if the next time you try to give others a chance to speak. Give it a try and allow for a certain amount of fun and lightheartedness. Also keep in mind that as a trainer, your role is to coach and advise. You don't have to know everything. You can pass on some questions to the group. At this point, I'd like to introduce you to Anna. She will accompany us through the course and will help us better understand some of the training tools. Anna works in human resource development at an international corporation in the field of solid wood furniture manufacturing. The corporation employs around 3,900 employees in England. The internal training and development of employees is a high priority for the company. For the first time, Anna has been assigned the task of training 12 new staff members. Because she wants to do everything right, there's a lot to prepare. "Where do I start?" Anna wonders anxiously.